All right. Let's see. Where do we start? Where do we start? Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending. It's Andrew Bermudez, co-founder and CEO of Digzy here. I'm here with my partner, Taylor Jenkins, who heads operations at our company. And we're actually very excited to, share some hacks with you. As you guys know, we're pretty big on hacks over at Digzy, and myself included. Anything that makes life easy and effective. Anything to give us a little bit of an edge over the competition. So I'm going to turn off my camera and I'm going to show my screen and go over some slides. And in the meantime, if you guys have questions along the way, do me a favor. And there is a Q&A and there's also a chat box at the bottom of your Zoom when you hover over the video. Please put your questions there. At the end, we're going to be addressing those. So that way we can drive more and more value while we have your attention. So with that being said, let's get right to it. I'm going to turn off my camera and I'm going to show my screen here. All right. Can I get a confirmation on the chat if you guys can see my screen, please? All right, let's see here. Can you guys see my screen? Yes, yes, no, no. All right, so it looks like you guys say, yeah, awesome. All right, well, let's get started then. Okay, so I'm going to go over some simple outsourcing hacks to grow your commercial real estate business. One thing that's really important in being a commercial real estate professional, whether you're in property management, you're an owner-operator, or you are a broker or an agent, is that while you're, doing things in the business, you're being held back from growing your business. So what does that mean? So for example, when you're out showing buildings, you're not growing your business. When you're out negotiating proposals on the phone or in person or meeting with the attorney, you're not growing your business. When you're reviewing a lease, you're not growing your business. When you're calling agents to confirm availabilities for 4 hours because they won't call you back to get the brochure, the floor plan, operating expenses, you can't grow your business. So you see, the problem that we have in commercial real estate is that we have an inability to duplicate our time. So if an hour spent, reviewing leases, that's an hour that I'm not spending, prospecting, canvassing, cold calling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that is actually what kills your ability to grow. So what are some critical activities that we need to do to grow, our clientele and the amount of money we make a year? So it's basically cold calling, cold emailing, data collection. So mining, research, skip tracing, some people call it, which is finding email addresses, finding who owns the building, checking the Department of Corporations, all of these things. Also creating, compelling marketing materials. Like you want to show, how great the building looks, great professional photography, things like that. Also email marketing, collecting emails, keeping the list clean, making attractive materials for that. A lot of brokers and commercial real estate professionals still ignore social media, but it's something that I'll tell you, I have a lot of friends, and I see Matthew here, who's Matthew Laborde, who's actually, very well known in social media, and he does like spectacular. I have so many friends that just get deals from, believe it or not, TikTok. They get deals from Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. And LinkedIn's the number one, and they're just not doing it. The other thing is content marketing, right? So for example, the normal content marketing you actually do, most commercial real estate professionals do is, putting out a newsletter or a quarterly report. But what about blogs? What about different things? What about creating videos and things like that? That is not being done. So, and most importantly, 40% of all clients forget their agent's name because they just don't keep in touch. But there's just so much to do, right? When you it takes you an hour to review a lease and maybe another 15 minutes to 30 minutes to write an email with your comments. So you can see it just the time's really what kills you because you're not able to duplicate your time. So other activities that we're not talking about here, these are just business generation things. But once you get a client, you have to call agents to verify availabilities, touring instructions, operating expenses, are there offers on there? Showing space takes a long time, from scheduling the tours to confirming to drive time, et cetera. It takes anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half to just tour one space. taking photos. A lot of, professionals will act there, or commercial real estate professionals will take their own photos. That robs you of 30 minutes to an hour. Filming your own virtual tours can take you 2-3 hours. Responding to listing inquiries can pile up. Prospect reports. So do you see the problem? Do you see the pattern? The pattern here is that you have one person who has to run an entire business, right? And we're not even talking about like when you close a deal and spending 15, 20 minutes vouchering the deal so you can get your commission from your broker. So it's just a very, very inefficient job that's been put on one person. Imagine if you ran a McDonald's and you took the orders, you did the mopping, you did the cleaning, you did the maintenance in the building, you took the orders, you prepare the food. It'd be impossible. You'd maybe sell 2 or 3 burgers. So that is the big, big problem. And these are time sucks. So before we do anything, you're gonna have to step back and think about this. How much is your time worth? Most people don't know the answer to that, but it's simple math. So let's say, for example, on average, you make $100,000 a year. There's 2,000 work hours in a year. So that turns out to be about $50 an hour, right? So any hour you spend, touring buildings or prospect reports or verifying listings so that you can include it in a survey, it's costing you $50 an hour. So how much does outsourcing cost? Well, on average, depending on where, if you have US-based people or if you hire people offshore that work US hours, it's about $10 to $25 an hour. That's a pretty good deal, $50. And, I can outsource it for cheaper, which actually means that I just made $25 to $40 because my time is $50. So if I can actually have somebody verify the listings for me, have somebody do some cold calling for me while I do things like, for example, go canvassing in person, go attend a networking meeting, take a landlord, institutional landlord that I've been trying to do business with out to lunch because I know that's going to help me ensure winning the assignment. Well, it's well worth it. I'm actually making $25 to $40 an hour because it costs $10 to $25 per hour to outsource it. Just keep that in mind. So it's critically for you, very critical that you outsource as much as you can, as easily as you can, so you can focus your time and energy on tasks that bring you higher return, right? So most people go, okay, well, how do I outsource my work? I haven't done this before. Well, luckily, the internet came out in 94, commercialized, and we're in 2021. So, it's been, over 20 years or 20 years and some change. And you basically have websites like Fiverr, right? Fiverr.com or Upwork.com. And you can recruit talent locally or anywhere in the world. That's a beautiful thing is now these people are at your fingertips with just the click of a few mouse clicks. So the problem is, okay, Andrew, this sounds great, but how do I save time hiring the right person? You already mentioned that I'm touring, reviewing leases, cold calling, keeping in touch with my past clients, et cetera. Well, we've actually designed a system that actually will help you with some great takeaways. So the one thing is when you're hiring somebody, you kind of want them to qualify themselves out. So let's say, for example, you put a job post and you get 100 applicants. Well, you want to have some Easter eggs and some test tasks in there that will actually only yield you about 5 good candidates because that's very, very doable rather than interviewing and reviewing 100 resumes and doing everything like that. So an Easter egg, for your information, that's what I call it. It's a request, a question, an intentional omission of information that quickly tells you whether somebody's fit for the job, right? And then a test task is basically step number 2, which is a task that you give a candidate for the job or task that you want done that you already know the answers to. That basically when they give you the completed test task, you quickly know whether that person is worth, let's say, a Zoom interview, et cetera. So Easter eggs and test tasks. Those are the 2 critical things you want to be doing. So for example, I'll give you a sample job post. Let's say I'm hiring a cold caller that can also research, find email addresses, find who the landlord is, mine a department of corporations, call and get me the decision maker. So I'll put the job title, cold calling, research, script tracing, pay $10 an hour if I'm hiring offshore, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. PST, if you're in the East Coast EST or whatever. And let's say The start date, I have a typo here, of course, but the start date, let's say it's ASAP as opposed to that. And then I'm going to put the skills required. So Microsoft Word, Excel, Outlook, familiar with CRM systems, you know, Salesforce.com, client look, whatever. And then great spoken English is critical and great English writing skills. Now in the job description, I'm going to say, hey, our team's growing and looking for a freelancer virtual assistant who can help us with cold calling, sending cold emails, researching prospects to find contact information, email addresses, et cetera, scheduling appointments. I tell them, you know, you tell them it, kind of like what they'll be doing. You'll be calling on commercial real estate tenants and building owners to find out if they want to move to a new location, sell or lease their building. Simple, right? Simple, simple job description. And then you put the personality traits that you want. So, you know, I want somebody who's friendly, hardworking, doesn't take rejection personally and is optimistic. And then what I do is I put, if this is you, please apply and include a voice recording telling us why you think you're the perfect for the job. We'd love to hear from you. And then I put, please attach or link us to your favorite GIF. Those are those animated pictures that have like little words in it that, that are funny a lot of the time. So attach a GIF in your application. And in here you go, well, Andrew, where are the Easter eggs, et cetera? And the Easter eggs are actually in here. They're actually right here at the bottom. Include a voice recording because what? I'm trying to vet for great spoken English, right? So if they include a voice recording and they sound great, well-spoken, you know, they sound native, great. So if they don't include a voice recording, guess what? Out of, let's say 10 out of, or 50 out of 100 didn't include it, boom, I just delete the application because you don't pay attention. And then the other thing is attach the GIF. So they may include a voice recording, but they don't attach a GIF or link us to a GIF. Then, you know, you kind of want to have two of them just to see if they pay attention to detail and see their personality. So let's say you get 100 and only 10 people actually include a voice recording and only five include a voice recording and a GIF. Now you only have to deal with five applicants. So if they don't provide you with that information, they are not fit for the job because you are, hiring sucks. It totally sucks. It's time consuming. A lot of the times when you're in commercial real estate, you haven't done this before and you go, well, hey, what do I look for? I'm going to make a mistake. And all it does is delay that. And you know, a day that you wanted to get some help turns into a week to a year. And then you're finally hiring somebody when you get the time, energy, and willpower to do this. And you just don't want to be in that position because then another year goes by where you're just not growing the business. So now let's say the people that, that actually completed the Easter eggs, now you give them an applicant task going, hey, Tiffany, hey, George, hey, Michael, you know, the application looks great. And thank you for including the GIF, you know, and the voice recording. I'm going to give you a test task. Let's say, for example, I need them to do research. So I'm going to give them instructions like, hey, please find the title, email, LinkedIn profile, Twitter handle, and phone number for the people here attached. Now, the phone number I kind of left out simply because it's I don't have enough for real estate here. But for example, I give them, this is the test task at the top, company name, first name, last name, and then I leave everything empty. Then when they give it back to me, I already have this. So I know that here's a company name, first name, last name, title, email, LinkedIn URL, and Twitter URL. If they do that correctly, then guess what? Then I want to do a phone interview or a Zoom interview and just see how they handle themselves in person. And that is the easiest way to basically get the applicants to filter themselves out. It's an awesome hack. We even do it here at Digzy when we're hiring people to work at our company. So we've taken what we do here in the United States and we're giving you basically the keys to the kingdom to be able to keep your sanity and be able to quickly hire somebody to grow your business. So we're going to move on to the next thing. So the next question is, great, I found somebody. How do I train them? Ugh, training sucks, especially when you're busy. So the good news is that you don't actually have to waste time creating playbooks, guides, et cetera. Who has time for that? It's annoying. You start working on it. By the time you actually end up working on it, a lot of people do it, you know, like late in the day or at night when they're just exhausted. Yuck, it just sucks. So the good thing is like you actually can easily train somebody just by recording yourself doing the work. And here's what I mean by that. So there are screen recording apps. They're Google Chrome extensions usually. Vidyard's one of them. Loom is another one. These are free tools that allow you to record yourself doing the work. And then what you can do is you can just hit send and the task to your outsource person. And they can literally say, hey, they can look at this video every time. So I'll give you an example. So let's say, for example, I'm trying to show, let's say I'm trying to show Taylor how to find the email address from a contact, right? So let's say, for example, I do, let me think. So Mark Benioff at Salesforce. Let me see if I can pop it in, if I can actually spell his name. Right, so I have it right here, and then I have the Vidyard little Chrome extension here, and then you can record your screen and your camera. So as you can see in the bottom, I can actually see myself, or I can just turn that off, and I can just, hey, I just record my screen, and then I can say, hey, use this, use this this microphone, camera off, and then I just hit record. I select my screen. And then I go, hey Taylor, I need you to find the email address of this person, do some digging. And I go, okay, well, it's already here. So she found it, or she can click contact information, right? And find additional information here. Or she can basically, just go, hey, if you can't find it on LinkedIn, go on Google and do Salesforce email address. And then maybe ensure the Department of Corporations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I just click here to, quit the recording, and then it automatically uploads it. And then once it's done, I can even rename it, how to find email address of prospect. And then all I do is click this link, or I can just enter the email address here and the subject, and I can even write a message, and boom, it's sent off. So you see, that's actually what's really, really awesome about these tools, especially when you don't have time, is that you can do this with Vidyard and you can do that with Loom. So that's exactly how you actually, train people quickly. Let's say you're collecting information, you just do a recording of you grabbing the survey of properties, telling them, hey, look, I always look for to see if a broker has multiple properties that I just send all the properties I'm interested in the email so that I can find out the brochure, floor plan, operating expense, if it's still available, et cetera. So you can do all of this stuff with screen recording. It's such a huge time saver. So the next thing is voice recording. Okay, so on your phone, you usually have, if you have an iPhone, you have the Voice Memos app from Apple. If you have a Pixel or a Google phone, you have Recorder app. A lot of the different manufacturers have a voice recorder, or you can download voice recording software. A lot of them are free, so you can get them from the app stores. And let's say, for example, I'm trying to teach my outsourced person how to make a cold call, but I'm specifically how to leave a voicemail on a cold call. So what I can do is I can actually just fire up the Voice Memos app and start recording myself saying, hey, Brian, it's Andrew Bermudez over at Digzy. I just wanted to reach out. I've got a client who needs to deploy $20 million in capital by October of this year. In a type of building like yours, would love to see if you're interested in having a chat with me. I can give you a free opinion of value on your building, so at least you have that as a reference, maybe for your taxes or for your wealth planning. But would appreciate a call back. Thanks so much. Right now, when I said, "Hey, Brian," that is actually, personalized. So what you can do is you can actually record it and just say, "Hey, it's Andrew Bermudez over at Digzy. Hope you're doing well. I got a client who's deploying, X amount of that." Now, if you're having your outsourcer say, you would actually do something like, "Hey, this is Kevin over at Digzy. I work with Andrew Bermudez at Digzy. We have a client that Andrew's representing that needs to deploy $20 million in capital in a building like yours. We wanted to see if you want to know what your building's worth and see if you'd be interested in chatting with us. My number's XYZ555, whatever," right? So you kind of get it. And then what you can do is you can just hit the share button, email it over to them, then have them listen to it and record themselves saying the same thing. Then you review it, go back and forth a couple times, and then approve it. And this gets easier and easier every time. So voice recording is fantastic. You can also do this when you're trying to show them how to do an actual live cold call script. Record yourself with the Voice Memos app, making a cold call on speakerphone. And then what you can do, maybe you're calling your landline on speakerphone, or you're recording with your phone, with your cell phone, and then you can just send that over to them, and then you can have them type up the call script. So really easy hack, free, built in, awesome. So the other thing too is that what you can do is, let's say you have a pre-recorded voicemail that you really like from your virtual outsourcer. What you can do is you can actually use a tool like chestcall.io that allows you to upload a pre-recorded voicemail so that every time they're calling and somebody doesn't pick up, as soon as the beep happens and the end and the greeting of their voicemail ends, they can hit a button to move on to the next call. That means they're always leaving the same voicemail. So it'll be like, "Hey, it's Kevin over at Digzy. I work with Andrew Bermudez at Digzy. We have a client needs to deploy $20 million by October." Blah, you guys get it. Cool Things integrates with most CRMs. It can be used as a standalone or it can be used with a CRM. And you can drop a voicemail with one click, which means that the person who's working on your behalf can make a lot more calls in less time. Now, I'm going to answer a question preemptively. And that is, Andrew, they're not licensed. How are they going to make cold calls for me? Think about them like appointment setters and just people that are trying to gather information. They're not calling and saying, "Hey, they're not quoting prices. They're not telling them all the ins and outs of real estate. All they're making is a call to find out if they'd be interested in having a conversation or if they have a problem that you can help them solve. For example, do you need to move? Doesn't require a license. Do you need more space? Doesn't require a license. Are you interested in selling? Does not require a license." So just keep that in mind. A lot of commercial real estate professionals overthink it. You need people who open doors, not drive the car. That's what you need. So the other thing too is like, "Hey, how do I give them access to my calendar?" Well, you can actually share your Outlook calendar and give somebody delegate access, but if you can't figure that out, you can also do that on Gmail and Google Workspace, G Suite, whatever the frick they call it these days. They keep changing that thing like they're giving away oxygen. But the one thing is you can actually create a free Calendly account, and it gives your outsourced person real-time access to your calendar. So when they're on the phone with, let's say, a prospect or a client or a lead, they can say, "Okay, well, these times work for Andrew," and they can select a slot and put the email address of the prospect, and it'll add that appointment to your calendar, and it'll add a calendar appointment on the calendar of the prospect. Really cool. Integrates with Outlook, Office 365, Google Calendar, all that stuff. Now, in order to save a lot of time and consistency, you will want to create email templates. And there's a ton of tools out there, but one that's actually cross-platform, meaning it works on Gmail, Google Workspace, whatever they decide to call it tomorrow or yesterday or the day before. Also works in Outlook and Google, like I mentioned. And it allows you to create and share templates. So let's say, for example, you have a template for each building. When a broker inquires or somebody inquires, you attach the brochure, you say the operating expenses, you ask the use, et cetera, et cetera. You can actually just have an email template that you just share with them and they just do it by the address of the building. And then you can basically just click and share. So I'll give you an example of something like that. I use a different tool that's only for Google. It's called MixMax. But yes, we're cross-platform. So let's say, for example, I want to go here and I can actually just, these are shared templates. So I can say, "Okay, thank you," me an email. So I could just say, "Hi, Andrew." Very cool. And this is basically, shared with all my team. It automatically puts Taylor on there. So she's CC'd on it. Just really rad stuff. You can do it. And then just shoot a little Vidyard or even shoot a little voice memo or call or text message the person who you're outsourcing to. Tell them, "Hey, I created a template for this building. Here's where it is." It'll automatically add me as a CC, et cetera. So you keep everything consistent, you save time, and you save on training. That's what I have for you right there. The other thing too that people forget is a lot of these smartphones actually have voice messages built into the application. So in the message application. So you can actually use voice to quickly delegate tasks as opposed to typing out an email or typing out a text message. You can just, send a lot, make sure your outsourcer has a US number. They can do that with Google Voice, any voice over IP, or even just call. You can select a number. And all these numbers accept calls, so audio calls and text messages. So you can actually just save them as your individual here. And you can just say, "Hey, I'm short on time." I can say, "Hey, Tiffany, can you look up Brian Smith? I need his email address. Can you shoot over to me?" And then she or he can message and go, "Hey, Andrew, do you mean Brian Smith at a Acme Corporation or Brian Smith at Apple Corporation?" I'll be like, "Apple. Okay, great. We're done." And that way I don't have to type or think. It's just brilliant. Please use it. It's awesome. It can also help you train and walk somebody through something really quick. The next thing you want to do is you want to use playbooks and templates. All right, so templates I showed you a minute ago, but you can actually create playbooks in Microsoft Word, Google Docs, Notion.so. And basically what you want to do when you do a playbook is you immediately want to state the goal at the beginning. What is the goal? You're going to make calls. Your job is to get the email address of the person, or your goal is to do X, Y, and Z, and then create checkboxes in sequence. You can also embed videos. So grab those videos that I showed you from Vidyard, and you can actually embed them in the Word document or the Notion document, and then you can link to the template. So I'm going to show you an example. We use Notion for this. So if I click here, it'll open up Notion, right? So here's my playbook to verify listings. So I say, hey, goal, find if the property is still available, how many offers are on the space, get touring instructions, get brochure and floor plan. And it says, get space requirement from Andrew. So then, you know, my assistant can reach out to me and say, hey, what's the requirement? I'll be like, hey, it's 7 to 10,000 square feet, this, and that. Then, you know, they have the survey, so email the brokers ASAP. And I go, use this template so they can click it and just go to the email template. You know, here's the address of the building, the suites. CC Andrew, hi Richard, I'm Andrew Bermudez's assistant. Andrew has a client with a requirement below. Can you provide me with the following? Date the space available, operating expenses, CAMs, touring instruction, brochure, floor plans, any offers, send any other spaces at work. Here's the requirement details. And then, you know, cities, property industrial, 7 to 12,000 feet, office area size, occupancy date, minimum ceiling height, amps, docks, ground level doors, build out, reception area, 2 to 3 private office, conference room, kitchen with sink. I'm trying to put a package together for Andrew the next 24 hours. Can you respond as soon as possible? Look forward to hearing from you. Super simple. So you can do this totally in Google Docs. And then basically this is not the test ask, but here's like a link to the little Vidyard I did. So I can just click here and I can actually just watch it. So let me just click that and I can actually just watch the video right here as it goes. So this is gonna be a test task. So you kind of get it. So playbooks are awesome. Very, very useful to put together. And they don't have to take very long because you can combine them just with a quick checklist and then some videos so that you can save yourself some time. One thing you have to know is in order to drive more of what you want, so the desired result is to motivate them with what you want to achieve. So for example, if you want them to book an appointment with somebody who might be interested in selling the building to my $20 million deployment client that I have for October, you know, give them 10, 20 bucks, 50 bucks for appointment or for every deal you close. If you want to give them more, even better, or $100, you know, and just make it simple. Use PayPal and just say, hey, for every appointment you get me or whatever you get, if you do this, if you do that, or hey, if you confirm all these listings in 24 hours and you get every single one of them, I'll give you 10 bucks. Bonuses are great. I highly, highly suggest that you use bonuses. Now, the one thing that kind of relates to some of this, you can probably have your assistant do this or your virtual assistant, but maybe not, is a lot of the time it gets put together. They can actually definitely help you schedule the tours. They can help you, you know, get the operating expenses, set up the tour, set up like a map and a driving route for you. But usually you don't need that with smartphones these days, having mapping software in there embedded. But what you want to do is you want to save time touring listings. So for example, this happens a lot, you know, a tenant or somebody emails you, you spend time responding to them, you talk to them on the phone, then you schedule a time, you pair up schedules, you go show up, the lockbox is not there, et cetera. And this is like provided that, let's say, for example, this is your listing. This is not so much for if you're a tenant rep, but being able to be on the phone with somebody on that first call and be able to, you know, not waste time and have to do all the setup, spend an hour driving, setting up the appointment, confirming the tour, et cetera. You can do it right when you're on the phone with them and just find out whether the space will work for them. It's just something that's incredibly valuable, especially since you're strapped for time. So you can also demonstrate the interior very quickly and even say, oh, you need 3 private offices, but this has 4. You can show them where you can knock down the let's say the private office, or you can quickly say, let's say, for example, you don't remember if the space has sprinklers. If you're in the warehouse, you can just point the camera up and see if the sprinklers are there. So I'll kind of show you how I would go about this. So let's say, for example, I just fire this virtual tour and I can actually just walk through the space. Very, very easy. Just right here. I can even see kind of like what the view is. Very awesome here. I can even see the kitchen, etc. But let's say, for example, I want to do a good job selling the building. I can actually just say, hey, here's an amenity. The building has a conference room, right? So I can actually see the shared conference room for the amenities, and I can see the view, et cetera. Really cool stuff there. I can also do things like link back in here and then view the exterior of the building or view the lobby. So here's the exterior. I can totally see it. I can see, oh, there's a parking lot, et cetera. Go back in the building. I can see the building lobby. So I can kind of like pan around, as you can see here, get a feel for the space, jump back in there. And I can also see, for example, the building has a gym. Awesome. So I can show them the gym. So I can say, look, here's the gym. It's awesome. You get this amenity. This is a huge selling point for a lot of people. So it's really cool stuff that you can do. And also, let me give you an example. So, like, let's say, for example, the tenant actually needs one more private office, right? So I go, look, you just need a small reception area right here, right? And we can put the reception there. So here's what we can do. We can go ahead and you see this wall to this wall here. I know you need one more room. We can actually put a wall through here, and we can actually maybe squeeze in two private offices, or maybe just one large office, or this can be your conference room and you can snag one of the other offices. So really, really, I mean, these things start like we start charging these at $150 a space. We don't charge as much, and we have teams all over the US that we employ that do this for us. And it's such a huge, huge deal making tool. So, and you just do it on your desk while you're on the phone with somebody, and then you know whether they like the space or not, and you can just quickly move on to your next task. It's great. You have to do this, especially for these price points. If you guys are curious for the price sheet, 10,000 square feet as opposed to market price of $1,500 or $1,700, we charge $450, and it's a better product than that. So, if you want to download this the price sheet for the 3D virtual tours using Matterport, go to digzy.co/pricing. So we're getting near the end here, but even though I just showed you all of these things that you can do, right? There's going to be some of you that are still in the problem of time. You just don't have the time to train or hire somebody. If you don't, then just reach out to us. We actually have a turnkey solution for you that starts at $10 an hour, and we do the hiring and the training. We already have people hired and that work with us. I can work for you full time or part time, doing a variety of tasks, whether it's verifying listings and putting prospect reports together, cold calling, cleaning up your database, finding emails, finding ownership information, et cetera. So if you guys want to do that, reach out to us. But I just wanted to show you, I don't want to make this a pitch, but I understand that this is something that we had to roll out simply because we had so many people reaching out to us. But really, I mean, we're going to distribute a copy of this presentation, but this is easy stuff. And if you guys have questions and you want to do it on your own, please reach out. We're always, always happy to help. Anybody who knows us will tell you that we are very, very happy to assist. So anyway, I would love to open it up for questions now. So let's go ahead. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And let's see if we have any questions. If you have any questions, put it in the Q&A box, or please put it in the chat box. All right, so you guys see it. Yes, Denise, you will receive the video after for review. That's correct. Any other questions? I want to make sure that I answer any questions that any of you may have. You can also raise your hand. Jessica, thank you. Thank you for the comment. Yes, very happy that you guys got to see some tools. It's always nice, I mean, we find this, just through necessity, and there are some really cool tools that you can use. Even for example, if you're trying to show a space to somebody, I mean, I didn't think of this. Let's say you haven't done a virtual tour, but then you want to kind of go over the brochure or the offering memorandum and go, hey, here's like you just want to highlight on the map, almost like if you had them next to you and you want to highlight on the brochure, here's where the freeway is, here's where Michael's is, here's where, all the traffic, major highway, here's the floor plan. We can knock this down. You can actually do it with a tool like Vidyard or Loom and then just send it, which is actually just great salesmanship instead of trying to catch the person on the phone and trying to do a Zoom. It's super, super awesome stuff. Matthew Mummer, do I have any prospecting tools I would recommend? Yes, I do. It just depends what you're looking to achieve. So maybe you can, I'm not sure if you're near like a microphone, if you can speak, but would love to see or give me some information. But there are a few. There's quite a bit of tools actually. That you can use for prospecting. It just depends what you're trying to achieve. So, if you want to type in a little more on your question, or if you want to connect offline, I'd be happy to discuss any prospecting tools because there's a ton of them. It just depends what you're trying to achieve. All right, so let me see here. Okay, so Alicia has a question. She's like, 3D touring, your company charges $450 to set it up, and we charge $150 to offer it to an owner or a company that wants it used for leasing. No, that's not correct. So for the 3D virtual tours, the Matterports, we have a scale. So we start, our pricing starts at $150. So any space around under 2,000 feet is $150. Now, usually, what most of these 3D virtual tour agencies do is they charge 10 cents to 17 cents a square foot. So, let's say, for example, you want a 3D tour for one of your buildings or one of your listings. For a 10,000 square foot space, that's going to cost you $1,500, $1,700. Very expensive. And then you have to call around vendors, try to find the right one, review their work, make sure you have references, because some people just screw these things up because they mainly do residential as opposed to commercial. With us, actually, that 10,000 square foot tour better, and including all of those like little front, like the exterior of the building and the lobby, we embed those in there. The whole package for that 10,000 square footer is $450 instead of $1,500 or $1,700. So there's multiple ways that people do it. A lot of brokerage companies will actually reimburse the broker from the listing marketing budget that they have. Some landlords will eat the cost. It's up to you how you want to pay for it. But if you guys want, any of these 3D tours, you can download the price sheet or you can reach out to sales@getdigsy.com and we'll price it out for you. Also, when we go and shoot a 3D tour, we can also, the cameras have sensors, so we can actually generate a floor plan with measurements for an additional $50. Norman Sanchez has a question. What are your thoughts on postcard mailers? I think today it's an untapped, now it's an untapped, everybody's emailing these days. So I think there's a lot of good potential on it. Things that I don't like about postcards is like you can't track if somebody opened the postcard or threw it in the trash, but that it is what it is. But it's an underutilized channel. What I would say is like you have to have a great call to action. So you can't just say it, send a postcard that says just sold and wait for people to come to you. You have to like tell them what to do. So a call to action saying, are you wondering what your building's worth? A million or 2 million, right? Text this number to receive the value. And then it's your cell phone and you get a text message. And then now you have a lead. That's better. So I like that. Mail is expensive though. So you have to really think about what you're hoping to achieve. Always start with your goal. Like, what is my goal? To know who might be interested in the value of their building because maybe they're thinking about selling. And then do the call to action around that and then send a mailer. But mailers are expensive. So you're looking, some companies you do a turnkey and they cost anywhere from like 70 cents or 40 cents to 80 cents per send. So I would keep my list small and really, really target it to the people that don't want. But what I don't like is I don't have tracking. So I don't know who opened it, how many times, et cetera. But I do like postcards as a channel as long as I have a compelling call to action. All right, so Ryan Mitchell's asking, is there a certain social media platform that you recommend for finding buyers for listings? Yes. Yes, I do. And they're going to be the usual suspects. LinkedIn, for sure. You should be connecting with as many people on LinkedIn and even, making friends on there. And then also Instagram is really good. And yeah, which should probably do LinkedIn and Instagram to be honest, because people after they're done with work, they look at Instagram and then just make sure you have hashtags on LinkedIn and that. So the great thing about hashtags, and if you guys have ever seen my post on LinkedIn, but you're not connected to me directly, the reason my post is popping up in your feed is because I use hashtags, because otherwise it wouldn't surface it to your network, because the hashtags basically tell someone, hey, if this person has shown interest in this topic, show them Andrew's post. So Matthew Mummer came back and asked, thanks for taking my question. I'm looking to identify companies with growing headcount in a certain area and then find the contact information decision makers. Yes, Matthew, I do. I don't remember the name. I want to say it was like Sales Scout or something like that. But I'll make do me a favor and shoot me an email. You got my email. Shoot me an email and I'll dig it up in my notes and send you what that prospecting tool is, because I forgot about it. Now, Phil Tomlinson asked, do you offer Koola versus Matterport and Phoenix? We only offer Matterport at this time. They have the best software and allows us to do tons of things that we need to do because the software is so powerful. And we use Matterport cameras, which have a great advantage to doing things. We don't use third-party cameras because it's just not up to par. So we want to have the highest quality for our clients as possible. But yes, we do service the Phoenix area. In fact, we just shot two large virtual tours at 12,000 or 11,000. And then we did a 22,000 this week and last week. So yep, you guys are welcome. Let me see if there's any more questions maybe that I missed here. Let me see. We also provide us solely for CRE. If interested, Dixie looks great. Okay, let's see here. I'm trying LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Yes, Ben, we do serve it. We're all over the United States. We have teams in every city. It took us a long time to scale, but we offer everything in. So yes, we do Albuquerque. So you can definitely reach out to us on that. Let's see who else has questions here. All right, I'm gonna give it one more minute before we wrap up here. So if you have questions, please pop them through. All right, it looks like I bored the hell out of you. So I really appreciate you guys coming on. Taylor, thank you for being such a great co-host. If you guys have any questions, please email us. Connect with me on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Instagram, whatever. And I would be really, really happy to assist where I can. If I don't have the answer, I probably know somebody who has the answer. So I'd be happy to connect and help all of you. So with that being said, thank you so much. And you will be receiving a copy of this recording. Just give us about a day or so, and then we'll make it happen. Thanks so much, everyone, and have a good one.